Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Friday, Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great Friday. We certainly are. We're ready for some football. But I will tell you, I'm a little worried. And I normally am not the worrying type.
Yes, that's usually my job on the show.
But I said to Mike, as we walked into the studio, as we get ready for Sunday's matchup with the Miami Dolphins, and I've told you, Tua's terrible. But I'm worried because there are people who are starting to believe, well, this is going to be an easy game. And I'm wondering how. What gives you, in your right mind, in your right sense of thinking, that any game we've been in has been somewhat easy? There hasn't been one. All season long, we've not blown anybody out. We've been in almost every game except for the Carolina game. We've lost a bunch of close games. The three games we've lost have been close. Even the last game we lost, one possession, you have the ball, you can't score. We know how it went. But I'm a little nervous, Mike, because this is the kind of game where everything is leaning your way, where, hey, a bad team's coming into your building. You've been good at home. Defense is playing really well. We're turning people over.
It's like when the Vikings come to town and you got a rookie quarterback's going to start. He gets knocked out in the first series, and then a guy who literally has only been there 72 hours. Oh, wait, that did happen.
You're exactly
right.
That's
no way Jaren Hall can come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
Jaren Hall got knocked out of that game, and Joshua Dobbs beat us.
I mean, there was no way Bryce Young was going to throw for over 300 yards and put 40 on us, right? Oh, wait, that happened.
Exactly right.
We're an inconsistent team. And until Raheem Morris and the staff and this team produces consistency, that is a plausible nightmare scenario that you're throwing out. If you don't, dude, it's still the friggin' NFL. Remember how guys go, well, they're just going to tank. That team's going to lay down. And then a team with two wins beats somebody late in the season. Anybody?
Listen.
You know the drill. Any given Sunday, you've seen it. And we've, hell, believe me, we've lived it. So I'm with you.
Mike, the Jets are going to beat somebody this year.
Well, let's not get crazy.
I know you don't think it's going to happen, but the Jets are going to beat somebody. Now, the point about the Dolphins are, here's what Wes said to us the other day. Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. He said, guys, this team's really good when they get in the red zone. They scored a lot when they get down there. So if we, who don't score down there consistently, and if they, who score consistently when they get down there, Mike, if that happens in this game, anything can play out. I'm a little nervous. I'm just telling you right now. I hope we blow doors. I hope this is a 30-3 game going into the fourth quarter and we're all like, all right, let your hair down. But if it's not.
Right. I mean, look, you still have Jalen Waddle. You still got A-Chain. You still got a bunch of dudes. I mean, it's a team, you know, and look, Tua, he literally said, I don't know, maybe I'm too short to reach Waddle. I mean, there's stuff coming out of the quarterback's mouth the last few weeks. I mean, remember all the hype? Remember, of course, you don't. Georgia fans will never forget. Jalen Hurts gets benched for Tua Tagovailoa in second and 26. But, you know, as far as the NFL career, one guy's got Super Bowl ring. One guy's been to the big dance twice. I know that sometimes his quarterback prowess is questioned. But Tua, it's like he's unraveling this season to a degree. You know, and the whole team is, and following his lead.
I'm with you. I don't know, Mike, if he wants a new head coach, because you only do the stuff he's done and say the things you say unless you want some new direction. Like, you're not vibing with the guy, and maybe this is your way, because let's be honest, they paid Tua. They still owe him $53 million next year, guys. So if you want to walk away from that, good luck. But you could easily fire Mike McDaniel and say, all right, well, we're going in a different direction. I don't know what the reasoning is. Maybe this is his form of leadership. Either way, he and the Dolphins are desperate. 404-726-0929. Am I off base on this?
No.
Do you guys think I'm crazy on this? Look, and don't get me wrong. I'm confident in our team. And Mike just told me, what did you say about Michael Penix? What is he listed as?
He's listed as questionable. Dear Orlando Ledbetter, thanks, Mike and Carl. Had a spell check error. I corrected it. It's very easy to do.
Liata later.
That X becomes an S.
Whoa, what?
You got to be careful. But anyway, D-Led's posted a video. I just reposted it. That he looks good. He's bouncing on the balls of his feet the way you should in the
all
pocket.
Right, let's go, Michael.
But he's listed as questionable. Which,
Penix.
You know, game time decision type deal. Tua's got 11 touchdowns, 10 picks. Chubb, Brandon, remember Bradley Chubb, former Bronco? He's
yes.
got 4 sacks on the season. Dodson's got 3. They still get after the quarterback. But, it's not an ideal situation. You've seen the soap opera. You've heard the comments. Coaches seems to be like dead man walking. But it's still, if we don't score in the red zone, and we're settling for field goals, and Romo misses a one or two, all of a sudden the Dolphins are staying in this game. That's the nightmare scenario. If we do what we should be able to do, to me this game could be looking a lot like the Buffalo game. And we control it from start to finish.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Call us. Day-Day, let's take a few phone calls. You fully confident? Look, maybe you're more confident with Penix. Maybe some of you are more confident saying, hey, if Mike doesn't play, if Cousins ends up playing. Guys, it doesn't feel that way. Mike's telling you, there's photos of this dude bouncing around looking like he's throwing the football. Michael Penix wants to be out there on Sunday, and my guess is he will be. But how confident are you? We just lost a game in which a lot of people around the NFL say, well, if the Falcons would have did 2 things, they probably would have won the game last week.
Right.
Are we going to be saying that on Monday? Hey, we would have done 2 things against a bad Dolphin team. We would have won the game. 404-726-0929. Here are the injuries that concern me, though, Mike. When you say did not participate, we know about Divine Diablo. I said Divine Diablo. Forearm, we know he's out. Jalen Walker,
groin.
Out, did not participate today. And then Billy Bowman Jr., who started off with his hair on fire, Mike. This guy was balling. He's getting picks. He's delivering on the coverage side of things. He also did not participate. I'm more concerned about not Diablo, because we know his circumstances are week to week. Maybe he gets back. Mm-hmm. But Jalen Walker
You're going to trigger somebody.
What?
Well, Georgia fans. I mentioned Pierce has only got half a sack. People are going to get upset at you. Jalen Walker.
I can't talk about Jalen Walker.
The defense is better than last year. And if you want to talk about, you know, all those FPFF metrics.
Pressure rate.
I'd like some sacks. But,
Pressure rate.
But no, but Jalen Walker, you know, I think the high watermark for him was for the entire defense was that Minnesota game. Now, I'm not diminishing what he did, but he did pick up J.J. McCarthy, threw him like a sack of potatoes. I loved it. But J.J. McCarthy made that defense look like the doomsday defense at times. But he's got 8 solo tackles, 14 for the year, and 1 sack. But he's played in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. So he's, he's missed a game, and he's may likely to miss this game.
Yeah, look, that's unfair. He is not a bum.
Bum. I did not say that. That is digitally
I know the voice.
Altered.
But I will say this, though. He did have a really good game against Buffalo, too. Again, we pressured Josh Allen 15 times. He had led the team in pressures. We know we sacked Josh a bunch of times in that game. Only thing I was going to say about Jalen, Mike, is I need you. I need you. I get it. And this was our concern at camp when we said we can't evaluate him. And everybody's like, hey, Dukes and Bell, how's Jalen Walker look? Don't know. Brother hadn't been on the field. And then he got on the field and he said, oh, I can show you guys. And he's holding the edge, Mike, and he's doing his job, and he's doing what they're asking him to do. And here we are again fighting the same injury that plagued him in camp. This was the fear. These things don't go away.
Growing.
Doesn't go away in 2 weeks unless Jalen doesn't do anything. Like literally sit around on the couch, Mike, ice that thing up, get the treatment he needs to get. He's not going to do that. So this is something we're going to have to deal with. And does that mean we see him 1 week and then we don't see him?
Well, that's frustrating, isn't it? Because, look, I don't know what you guys expected. Because anytime, I got to do the whole preamble.
What preamble?
It's not a criticism. It's just an analysis. Okay, we talked about guys that were drafted last year in the first round and what they did and how many games they played in the sacks. And so it's unfortunate because when he fell to us at 15, it was like a gift from the gods. And then they doubled down with Pierce. And the good news is, Carl mentioned it, they've contributed in games like Minnesota and Buffalo, even though maybe not statistically as far as the sacks it's showing up. So they are part of an improved defense. So some would say, don't even bring it up. Okay, but I mean, it's still, he's missed two games out of the first third of the season. So it's just a pain in the butt because, as you said, the groin injury, like a hamstring, just takes forever to get right.
Let's hear Coach Ra talk about these Dolphins. We play them Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. You'll hear all of the action, all of the pregame stuff, and the postgame, which includes the Falcon flyover, by the way. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game, brought to you by our friends at Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Ra.
All these games are dangerous. You know, this is the National Football League. Everybody you go out against every single week has the ability to embarrass you. You know, like you're Sunday away from humble pie every single week. And, like, you know, Mike's a great football coach. Mike was here with us in 2016 in those runs and doing some of the different things then.
So here's what I would say. Ra's right, but you can't lose to teams you should beat. That is the difference between really good teams in the NFL, mediocre teams, and then very bad teams. The good teams don't lose the teams they should beat. There are some Sundays, Mike, you come in and things are somewhat equal. This isn't that. This team hasn't shown the ability to be I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the Dolphins. To be consistent all year. Ra, I would tell you, we got to win Sunday. This is a must-win, Mike. Let's not beat around the bush and act like, well, if we lose, hey, any given Sunday, no, I mean, my butt.
No, because all of a sudden now a trip to New England seems more difficult than we anticipated. And the Colts, a game which I think most Falcon fans mentally went W. No, all of a sudden, that's a really good run game. Daniel Jones has been reinvigorated. They got a good defense. And all of a sudden, these AFC East games aren't so easy. So it's a must win.
It's a must win.
You lose to this, you're 3-4, and you lost to the worst team. And now, you know what they're going to say? I mean, I'll say it. If not, national media will say it.
Don't say it.
Hot seat, Raheem Morris, Arthur Blank's going, what the, are we doing here? I mean, I don't know anyone at Falcons headquarters who said this is a developmental year for this team. It's freaking playoffs or bust. Again, it doesn't matter now, but that was kind of the mindset behind signing Kirk Cousins.
See, here you go. Michael Penix seen throwing early at practice. No signs of Jalen Walker or Billy Bowman Jr. as we get ready for the Dolphins. All right, we're going to take some of your phone calls, 404-726-0929. We also will talk about the Hawks, who look to redeem themselves tonight. They will play at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game against the Magic, and we'll get into some college football conversations. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I guess I'm the only one concerned, huh? I mean, we just got this from Raw. Significant amount of reps were taken this week by Kirk Cousins.
Stop trying to make
the Cousins-Penix quarterback controversy
happen. It's not going to happen.
Significant amount of reps taken by Kirk Cousins because of Penix being banged up. That's not us. That's Coach Raw. Then Raw said today his feelings about Penix playing have not changed. Okay? I guess you guys don't realize that in our last two losses, we scored a total amount of 10 points. 10! Two L's? We didn't score anything against the Panthers. And then 3 weeks later, we scored 10 points against the 49ers. In our last two losses, we scored a total of 10 points. And you guys are sitting here like, oh, I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. The Dolphins are bad. They are. But what gives you the confidence, not knowing Mike, let's be honest, the full condition of Michael Penix.
Right.
Not know, and again, if he plays, fine. But I don't know if he's 100%. And if he rolls out there and Mike starts to play poorly for whatever reason, I mean, I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, the good news is you can run the ball 35 times. And
what?
You run the ball, you take the pressure. I mean, this is common sense. If you got a quarterback that, well, first off, if there is a legitimate concern and Ross said he was not going to put him in harm's way, he's going to exacerbate the injury, then you sit him. The thing is, you know, when you sit him, this franchise, because it's so screwed up, has got a guy backing him up that could create a controversy if he balls out.
Significant amount of reps this week.
Right. Well, you have to as an insurance, you have to in case Mike doesn't respond to the treatment. I mean, look, we saw one video that D-led shot. He looks like he's okay. It's not like he's, you know, he's doing like, you know, Jameis Winston type drills. He's just bouncing on the balls of his feet and delivering the football, you know, but it's still a possibility. Yeah, if he struggles, hopefully the run game bails him out. But just like, I mean, look, the Dolphins, despite all the stupid stuff they've done, I would imagine somebody in that room will go, let's stop Penix. He's not 100%. You know, I mean, we're gonna put eight guys in a box. Maybe we bring the safeties even down. You know, the 49ers were so good, they kept their safeties up and were still able to stop the run with their seven linemen. Mm. Or I should say down linemen. So I just say, as a fan, I'm confident that I like to be confident that they'll do the right thing, but the smart play here is just to start Cousins and not mess with it. And Penix is right back in the mix next week against New England.
I agree. If in fact it's that concerning. Mike, we ran the ball 20 times last week. 20. You're talking about 35 times? Where do you get this 35 thing? I mean, we ran it 20 times last week. We weren't committed to this thing. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Portum. Oopsie Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. And follow the radio station at 929 The Game across all social media platforms. I don't know what to think.
Eric Booth. Easy to say, Mike, when there's no defense. He's like a statue in the pocket. See, this is what we're dealing with. I mean, look, if the Dolphins try to throw all hands to try to stop Bijan and again, give Tyler more than four reps, okay? More than four touches.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the blueprint would be to make Penix
what
beat you.
What gives you confidence? You confidence that Zach Robinson is going to do that?
I don't have any
week.
Confidence in Zach Robinson. You know how I feel about Zach Robinson.
Well, you're sitting here acting like he just knows what he needs to do when he didn't do it last week.
I'd like to think there'll be some imagination, some of the creativity we saw against Buffalo and at times against Washington. But apparently when somebody comes up with a plan you weren't planning for, throw it 38 times. Brilliant. You know, that's where you got to have adaptability. Like, I get it. Coach said they were more physical than us. That's not the be-all, end-all. Okay, end of story, go home. End of the game. No, you got coaches, too. You got brain power. You got athletes. Scheme some stuff. Let's go. You know? So that loss is frustrating to me. You know, the Carolina game, you just throw your hands up and say, okay, we sucked on that given Sunday. But it was 13-10 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yeah.
In that game, and you blew it.
Mr. Yo hits us up at Mike Bell ATL, put him up, see Duke, says, come on, fellas, calm down. Sure. Ray Ray got fired on his off day. It's Friday. this is true. Listen,
We're going to win.
We're in a great mood. But I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you I was concerned.
Right.
Because this is the kind of game you roll into, and you just feel like everything's going to go your way, and then it doesn't.
Do we think we're going to roll up 85 and smoke the Panthers?
Correct. I mean, that's all I'm telling you. Look, Mike, I'm getting myself all in it. They better be ready. They better be ready Sunday. that's all I'm going to tell you. We come into this game. It's a home game. We've played really well at home. We've scored points. We've put points up in the red zone. We better be ready. And if we handle our business, are we a better team than the Dolphins right now? Yes, we are.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean if you come out flat, mm-hmm. Mike, that this thing goes sideways.
Well, I mean, we are a bit of a roller coaster. So based on what – I don't think we came out flat against San Francisco. We just
– We did against Carolina.
Carolina, we sure as heck did. But, I mean, if you look back at San Francisco, they were up for it. They just – they had a poor game plan, poorly executed. The offensive line got dominated. Do the Dolphins blitz? Do the Dolphins – remember, the Dolphins coach is the one who says – well, remember we played that soundbite a few weeks ago, Warren, about violence and using violence as an adjutant to get
into what we need. The Dolphins DC. Yes. Yeah, Anthony Weaver talking about violence solves all this. Can we talk to Vincent real quick? Vincent in the ATL, man. Happy Friday to you. What are you thinking, man? Are you nervous? Am I overreacting to this?
Hey, guys. Rise up,
baby.
Hey, I need y'all to calm down for 1 second. I just had to listen to Abe and Andy. Sound like we're about to be depressed because Miami's coming in here. Guys, you guys know what kind of team we have. You do. Don't lose confidence because we had a bad week. Should we start Kirk Cousins? We probably should, but I do have confidence that we'll beat a reeling Miami team coming at home. We should take care of them early. Don't be nervous. Long season. Come on, guys. Stay locked in. Carl, stay locked in.
All right, Vincent. Appreciate you.
All of our problems that we need to solve can be solved through violence.
I agree.
Anthony Weaver.
I agree. I think
Vincent,
that.
Thank you.
There's a lot of that in the world that I agree
violence,
with.
Violence.
Violence. give violence.
You want to punch people in the face.
There's some people walking around this world that really deserve a beating. Now, you go to jail for it. But there's some folks out there, Carl, whether it's social media, whether it's things we see in the stands, where people need to get checked, get called on it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
As Dad said, sometimes a guy just has it coming.
All right. Listen, I didn't hear Abe and Andy. Unfortunately today, because I was at the doctor. But I'll say this. If they were nervous too, it's just more proof of what I'm telling you. Okay? I didn't hear them, but if they were nervous, it's just more proof. Right. Vincent's right, though. This is what gives me confidence is I do know what kind of team we have. But I need these coaches to have these guys ready. Mm. See, when you have a good team, it's not just showing up. That's the difference, Anthony. And Vincent, excuse me, that's the difference. When you say, oh, we know what kind of team we have, we do know what kind of team we have. But it's not just you show up on Sunday. We got to be ready, man. So
right on.
With that said, you guys can call in, let us know where you're at. Want to remind you guys, the morning shift, they're going to be out every Friday for the tailgate at home, guys. And look forward to seeing those guys. I was checking them out early this morning, Bo and Allie and Mike, it was really cool to see them out there at Publix. I'm just reminding you that if you didn't catch them today, you'll be able to do that because they're going to be out each and every Friday doing that. It's a lot of fun, and they'll be all over different Publix around the city. All right, coming up, by the way, I don't even think we've mentioned this, but we're going to get a chance to talk to our buddy Brian McFadden later in the show. Mark Ramondi from ESPN, who covers our Falcons, is going to join us next hour. Mike and I will talk to Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. Hawks in action tonight, but everybody knows what's front and center. And
right.
Mike, that is this gambling scandal that is going on. What did you say about Chauncey Billups today?
So Chauncey Billups comes out of his arraignment wearing a Clutch Sports sweatshirt. Now, for those who don't know, that's Maverick Carter, right? That's Clutch. That's LeBron's guy. Yep. That's LeBron's, you know, his relationship. So immediately, folks took to the internet to go, uh-oh, that's a dog whistle to Camp LeBron. You better take care of this. How?
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now.
Not a really good analogy to use when you've been accused by the feds of being the face for illegal poker games.
The timing of that was really bad. What else
you got to say? I'm all in.
I'm all in.
You want to hear a fun stat from last night, guys?
What's that?
Aaron Gordon hit 10 threes last night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most threes hit in the first game of the season. He should be tying a record for the most threes hit in the season with guess who?
Steph Curry.
Terry Rozier.
What?
Oh.
Really?
Back when Terry was motivated. Legitimately.
First player to hit 10 threes in the game since Terry Rozier did it in 2020.
Scary
first
Terry.
First game of the season. So, yeah. Hey, never gone from our hearts, Terry Rozier.
All right. Innocent until proven guilty. Mike, that is interesting that he chose that attire. Chauncey could have wore anything.
Right.
Maybe that's the only thing that he had.
I don't know. But, I mean, again, if you want to look at it, it's out there. You can check it out.
Is he a Clutch Sports guy? That's the other
thing. I don't know if that's his connection. But either way, you know, again, he just, it might have been, you know, I wanted something, you know, comfortable and casual when I get arraigned.
Yeah.
Or that's what he was wearing when the cops got him. So that's what he had. I don't know. Either way, a lot of folks, like everything else on the internet,
ask you something?
2 + 2 = 5 on this
can
one.
Can I ask you something very personal real quick?
Sure.
When you're arrested.
Yes.
They take all, this is like the movies, right? They take all your belongings, but you do get them back.
Yes. Your watch, rings,
wallets, money.
Yeah. Yes, cash, billfold.
Okay.
If so.
You get it all back?
Yeah, it comes back in a sealed envelope. Or now, because I've got experience with this,
yes.
They kind of do kind of a shrink wrap thing. So
okay.
It's all right there.
All right. Do they count it in front of you before they take it?
They do.
All right. Yeah. Why are you shaking your head? Oh, you have an experience with this?
I've seen cop shows.
Oh, okay. Well, I was asking. I wanted firsthand knowledge.
Now, again.
The Blues Brothers. That's what happens in the beginning of the Blues Brothers.
You get the orange outfit. Depends on the county. Varies by county. And some flip-flops
or
shoes. If you're spending the night.
Okay.
Otherwise, if
you're
post bond, you're out in the same clothes you came in.
I was going to say, they do make you change, though.
Correct.
You get a number.
And take your shoes.
Well, then you're spending the night. I've never spent the night at Fulton. I've always at the city. I've always been bonded out.
Okay.
By the way, mentioned this last week. Judge Andy McKeel, great friend of mine, got me out of a lot of trouble. He's up in heaven now.
He passed away?
Passed away, Judge Andy. Hey, Day-Day, he's the guy that married my wife and I. We got married in Jamaica, but we did a civil ceremony at his house. And it's funny because he's in his robe with a Tommy Bahama shirt. He looked like Jeff Van Note, great guy. Anyway, he goes, oh, crap, we need a witness. He goes out his front door. Yo, Jimmy! One of the neighbors is mowing the lawn. He comes
down here
as the witness for our civil center. But Judge Andy, great guy, man. He passed away just last week, man.
Oh, I didn't know, Mike. Yeah,
Atlanta legend. Yep.
I know you've talked a lot about him. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, coming up, we have to talk about what's going to happen tonight. Is it going to be a repeat performance? It's part of our daily download next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got a big weekend of football coming up. Dogs don't play, but Georgia Tech does, by the way. Which way are you leaning?
I don't think Syracuse has the horses that they had. And playing up there, that strange, funky, it is funky, Carrier Dome. I think Georgia Tech's going to handle it, but that number's a bit big. We'll talk about it in the picks. Because, Carl, by the way, you didn't bet it, but you did say at the end of the show yesterday, you like the, San Diego Superchargers. Now, of course, L.A. Chargers in the dark blue last night, and they didn't monkey around with Minnesota at all.
They
did. And took care of business.
Well, I think the concern for everybody was, and this is what I'm talking about with the Dolphins, both of their starting running backs, Amarian Hampton's injured, mm-hmm. right? Najee Harris out for the season. Everybody's saying, who's going to run the ball? What's going to happen? They don't have a shot going up there to Minnesota. Or not at home against Minnesota.
Right.
Guys, they put up 30-something odd points last night. Justin Herbert was a dog. Like, and again, this gets back to, did you guys see Ladd McConkey again last night?
I had Kamani Vidal, by the way, on my bench. I didn't start him last night. I didn't trust it yet. So, yeah, but that was the next man up. And he goes 23 totes for 107. Because Jim Harbaugh knows what a commitment to the run game looks like.
It didn't matter who was in the backfield. That's the thing, man. A good win for the Chargers.
Take away Herbert's scrambles. They ran it 36 times.
It's incredible. And Herbert was picking up positive yards, too, when he was scrambling and moving the chains. We'll talk more about the Tech game, Mike. I think you're exactly right. By the way, World Series game one tonight. We will talk more about that as it starts to play out. Listen, I will tell you, this show's focus, it's going to be hard, as we said yesterday to you. One, to not root against the Dodgers. Two, to root for Toronto. But what is the interest level? And Mike said it. He's been talking about this. I don't know if Braves fans, because that's where we are, really are vested in this.
Right.
Maybe you watch a little because of Freddie, Mike. That's the only connection that a lot of Braves fans have. Outside of that, it's like, what are you watching if you're watching the World Series, unless you're just a hardcore baseball fan, right. Which is fine.
We were on the pre-show today, and I was talking to Day-Day, and I was like, I didn't even mention it. I mean, literally, I didn't even mention the World – apologize. Didn't mention the World Series starts tonight. Because I just went, and I think I'm a lot of Americans now, baseball fans. It's more regional than it ever was. I know you and I have said we were as big baseball fans as anybody as kids and would watch, would run home to watch the playoffs in the afternoon. But now it's like, if it's on, I'll catch it. If not, especially, once you're going toe-to-toe with college and pro football, it's like not even close.
Yeah.
If the Braves are out, I'm out.
Yeah. If there was a worthy college football game on tonight, that would be on my TV.
Right.
Like, and I'm just saying, I'm not talking about, some two teams that nobody pays attention to.
Directional school.
Correct. Yeah. But if there was a worthy game on tonight, and there have been a bunch of these games on Friday night, I'd be watching that. There are a lot of parents, man. Friday Night Lights. Day-Day's going to another game tonight. We got the scoreboard show going on tonight. There's a lot going on, and you're saying, hey, I want you to pay attention to game one of the World Series. I just think our choices of stuff to do and our attention spans have limited us to it again. We don't just have to watch it anymore, and unless you're vested that way,
right? When it's your team, you're on every pitch. Every pitch matters. The bat, the matchups, the duel between the batter and the pitcher.
And by the way, I hope this is us next year.
And again, don't know who that manager is going to be. We mentioned at the end of the show yesterday that the Giants surprised a lot of folks by going with Vitello, the Tennessee Vols manager, who's never been a manager at any level in the pros or even a coach. So a great, great college coach, won at Natty, and has been great for the Vols. And even the Giants had to buy out his deal with Tennessee, but a lot of folks are raising their eyebrows over that one.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how he will be received by
that team, right?
Yeah, by the players on that team. Because a lot of guys, Mike, again, the reason why a lot of these teams decide to go with old school guys is because they do bring that respect factor, even if they've never won a World Series. More on all of this coming up, guys. In the 3 o'clock hour, we will talk plenty of NFL. We'll run down some matchups. Mark Ramondi is going to join us from ESPN. We'll get the latest from practice today and what the Falcons are talking about up there at Flowery Branch as they get ready for Sunday. Big O's behind the glass, our engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download. What is the challenge that the Dolphins present, Coach Ra?
Very similar. You know, talking about a team that's got great speed, very similar to the team we just played, obviously, because of Mike. Coming from that system, a lot of the similar stuff that they do on offense, great toughness on defense. You're not looking at a team that hadn't played everybody extremely tough. You know, I think they had one game they played poor, you know, very similar story to us. And they have a couple games they were right into it at towards the very end. So, like, you're going to play against a National Football League pro football team that is very good and I know well-coached and I know can absolutely come out there and design something. They're trying to get wins every single day.
Yeah, they only scored 6 points, Mike, against the Browns. That's their last loss. They've lost three in a row. Danger. Losing four and five in a row in the NFL rarely happens.
Unless you're Dan Quinn.
Correct. But you do look at the games they've lost, 27, 21, 24, 27. They're putting up points. Can we?
Well, that's just it. I mean, let's just play our game, which I thought we were going to do in San Fran. Run the ball. The Dolphins, by the way, according to Adam Schefter, at least the word from Ross, the owner, they have no intention on moving on Mike McDaniel anytime soon. He is their coach. So there's at least a few more weeks, there's not a hot seat in the mind of the owner of the Dolphins.
Do you think he's in Ross's office and going?
The owner, again.
What do you think?
I don't know where that is because Greer should be fired too. That GM has kind of been able to dance through the raindrops, you know, over the years and survived everything else. But Stephen Ross, I don't know if he's just get put some a mirror under his nose, make sure he's breathing. Is he watching what this Dolphins team has become? You know, all the soap opera, all the drama, you know, all the things that have been said by his players about a lack of a cohesive message from the coaching staff. The quarterback throwing the team under the bus. Our guys actually missing meetings. I don't know. If I own that team, McDaniel would be so gone, his head would be spinning.
Yeah. Because look, it is a team, Mike, and I don't know where they would go as far as who might be the options, but it's the Dolphins. Guys, I'm with Mike on this. I just don't feel like that thing's moving in the right direction. He had one good season. Really, when you look back, he's had one good season. And then they hitched their saddle to Tua, paid him the bag, and now you see where this is right now. And Tua, again, 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Right. That is not good for those who keep score.
One last nugget on the Dolphins, for what it's worth. Stephen Ross, obviously a pretty rich guy, he's an NFL owner. According to the Miami Herald article that dropped this week, he turned down an offer earlier last year to sell the Dolphins for $10 billion.
Should have sold them.
He also makes more money off the Formula One weekend than he makes off the entire season on the Dolphins as far as concessions. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You and I both know that there is a being an owner in the NFL, right, the prestige that comes with that,
right.
These guys obviously could easily sell and make, you know, 10 times their money back from when they bought these teams. That's like Jerry Jones, Mike. It's never leaving the Jones family. And that thing's going to be his grandkids. That stuff's never leaving the Jones
family.
He's
got a succession plan for his daughter, apparently. Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, is worth $17 billion.
It's a lot of dough. Hey, Daily Download is brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. Tonight, Quinn Snyder, what happens with our Hawks? They are taking on the Magic, 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I are going until 6:30. Then you got the pregame show leading into what should be an interesting matchup. Look, I'd love to tell you this team is going to get connected in game two, but Mike, it really wasn't about that. It was about defense. It was about the lack of transition defense in the first game of the season. That's correct. Quinn Snyder, here's what he said, Mike, about the schedule. Because remember, and if you guys aren't familiar, they start the season at home, right, the other night.
Toronto, right.
But then like 5 of the next 7 are on the road.
Against some really good teams, starting with Orlando, who is good and physical and big and can do some of the things that Barnes did along with Toronto. So hopefully we get it in gear. But this will be a true test of our sort of center by committee when it's not Porzingis, et cetera, right?
It's true. Here's Quinn Snyder, head coach of the Atlanta Hawks.
I think this team, you know, in the growth process, you're going to take some lumps, you know. And I think the challenge is they've got to help you get better. And, you know, we know the schedule. We know we have a tough schedule. You know, we go around Orlando on the road. We got OKC. We have, you know, we're on the road a good portion of November. And we, you know, you want to win every game.
This is true.
I think that make excuses for the coach and say, look, preseason is like a minute in the NBA. So it's going to take a while for all these new faces to kind of coalesce Fans don't want to hear that when you look as flat as we did on Wednesday night against Toronto.
Let's hope they put a better effort out there tonight. Again, you'll be able to listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Meanwhile, Chauncey Billups' lawyers release a statement on his arrest and these allegations. I want you to hear New York Police Department Commissioner Jessica Tisch talking about the players using the information they provided for these prop bets.
Players and associates allegedly used inside information to manipulate prop bets on major sports betting platforms. They placed wagers on unders on players to score less, rebound less, assist less, using information that was not yet public.
Now, the word is Adam Silver, they're having conversations at the league office, going to deal with some of their partners. I would imagine ESPN, it's funny, Carl and I were just talking about this off the air. If this was ESPN, what, 10, 15 years ago, there'd be a Bob Lee special on this right now, airing right now at like 2 in the afternoon. But no, they're partners. But I think the individual player prop bets are going to come off the boards. And maybe you'll have to, they'll have a program or a formula where somebody's got to be top 25 in scoring for you to bet on his over-unders.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree.
You feel me on that, Day-Day?
I think the prop bets that are coming off the board are the lesser players who don't play consistently.
Right. If you average less than 10 minutes a game, there's no way I can bet on you.
Yes.
Right. Or they'll come up with some line for that.
I agree. And again, they're going to say, we're not stopping you from putting whatever you want to put on the game, but they can make those rules, and I think they eventually will. And by the way, their partnerships with these betting companies, Mike, that's the other part about this. Somebody said, well, they're just going to pull all the – they're not pulling out of that. Yeah, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Sports gambling's not going anywhere. And I've seen it. You know, I saw our good friend David Pollack was talking about it. And I know, like, I love Dave. I had to teach Dave how to, you know, bet and what point spreads were and overs and unders and all that. We used to do the picks. But it's actually cleaner now than it's ever been for stuff like this. I mean, as we said, you can go all the way back to the 1940s and 50s and when you had point shaving scandals that almost ruined men's college basketball. So it was as bad as like the Black Sox in 1919 in fixing a game. But now with everything out there and all the different companies and the digital platforms, the algorithms catch anything which is irregular. So all of a sudden action on a nobody that now jumps 150%, they catch it, they flag it, and there's an investigation on it.
Yeah.
So it is safe. The thing is, you still have people that either have an addiction or a weakness, depending on who you talk to, or people that have been, let's be honest, had leverage on them from people like unscrupulous types like the mob, which may be the case in this situation.
No doubt. We'll see and hear more as this case, you know, unfolds. But again, Chauncey and all those guys we were talking about yesterday, you know, posting bail, got to give up their passports and all that stuff. We'll see how it shakes out. And again, innocent until proven guilty. It's just the optics for the NBA right now having to deal with that. We're going to talk with Steve Koonin later as we talk about the Hawks plan tonight, but also about what he thinks about this particular situation and how he thinks the league moving forward is going to handle it. When we come back, we got to talk about other things going on around the NFL, like some of these big matchups that are going to happen. And Justin Herbert said last night he ran more because a guy in the booth told him to. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.